What is the best parenting advice you've ever had, you've ever heard, or you'd like to share with a parent listening today? Well, Aunt Sheila shared this with her niece Pam. Cleaning and scrubbing can wait till tomorrow for babies grow up. We've learned to our sorrow. So quiet down, cobwebs and dust, go to sleep. I'm rocking my baby. Babies don't keep. It's pretty good, isn't it? We've got a long list on Facebook of posts coming in on the best parenting advice you've ever heard. I'd like to have you call and share what it is from you. What is your best parenting advice that you've heard or you're using that you'd like to pass along to a young mom or dad today? Let's do this. We only got a half hour. This is Intentional Living Live. 888-888-1717. You be first. Let's go.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. And again, what is that best advice as a parent that you've ever heard? You know, we've been doing this a long time. If you go back into the annals of history of our ministry of intentional living, we started as Parent Talk back in 19, was it? What year was that, Stephen? What year? 1990, 1991? That we began in the Parent Talk ministry. Can't believe the time has passed so quickly. So our hearts, our roots certainly go back to parenting as we help people today, help you, encourage you to live intentionally, the roots of parenting. Give us a call. The best advice you've ever received, you've ever heard in parenting that you'd like to pass along. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. 888-888-1717. There's a lot of really neat comments coming in on Facebook. I want to read some of them. Here's one. Paula, she's down the list here quite a ways, but it caught my eye. Paula, she said, this is going to sound weird, but when my kids were little, and then she says, that was a long, long time ago, someone gave me a pizza cutter in a baby shower gift, which had me perplexed. She told me that with multiple kids, it is near impossible to cut their food with a baby on your hip. And having a pizza cutter allowed an easy and quick way to cut up a toddler's food, like waffles and fruit and chicken and so on. She said, I've always included a good quality pizza cutter in a baby shower gift from then on. That is really practical stuff. We have our intentionals as well today on the tips for parenting, the best advice for parenting, and we're going to get to those in just a moment. Here's what else is coming in on Facebook today. Amy says, always remember that you're not raising children, you're raising adults. We have a whole curriculum here, by the way, called Raising a Responsible Adult, a workbook and book. That's gone out to people all over the country. And by the way, we have a small group study as well on the Parenting Challenge, a video study that's available. John says, don't be a hypocrite. Your actions will speak much louder than your words, especially if your actions don't back up your words. Teach by example, lead by example, and your children will follow you most of the time. You know, as a dad and a grandfather now, I look back and I realize that your kids are coming along and it's easy to, you know, speak at them or instruct them or do things for them. And instead of coming alongside of them and encourage them, training them, teaching them. In fact, the very first thing on my list of the top 10 best advice, the pieces of advice that we have from the Intentional Living Center is this. Here it is. The number one on the intentionals list. I will not do for my children what they can do for themselves, because when I do, I disrespect them. I think that piece of advice could be transformational if you're a young mom or dad today. I will not do for my children what they can do for themselves, because when I do, I'm showing them disrespect. Well, our lines are jammed. Try to get through if you can. We'd love to hear your comments. We'll load them up on the lines, and we'll try to get through them as quickly as possible in our short time together. From the Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717, best parenting advice you've received. By the way, we're just a few days away from the end of June and just a few days away from the cutoff for this very special early bird discount that we have for the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conferences that I get to speak at this fall in Phoenix. We're going to be in Chandler and also in Gilbert, or Glendale, rather. And then Albuquerque, going to be in Midland and Jackson, Michigan, and Tucson. And there's the special discount the staff put together this month only, 25% off. Get your tickets early. I know some of you really appreciate the extra savings. All the proceeds go to the ministry anyway, but it's a help for you. We thought it'd be a cool thing to do. And boy, it's been a great response. So don't miss out. Just a few days left. So go check out the dates and times. The conferences are this fall. They're date nights, Intentional Love Date Nights. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right, we're going to get to your calls. When we come back, the best parenting advice you've ever received or like to pass on to a young mom or dad today, 888-888-1717.
My name is Candace. I wanted to chime in today in regards to the topic of being a young parent and what's the one thing that they should do. And I'm 29 years old, so I guess I'd be considered a young parent. I have three boys, 6, 5, and 2 years old. I have a full-time job in which I work anywhere from 50 to 55 hours a week. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of parents who are going through a similar kind of situation. But I just want to encourage you and let you know that the time spent with your children is precious. You need to learn to just adore the season that they are in. Adore the way that they are. If they're silly and goofy, look at how joyful they are and share in that joy. Just be happy that when you come through the door, you've got three little bodies hanging off you. You're not going to find any, that kind of love anywhere else in the world but in your own home.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, and it's going to go by really fast. Jennifer posted just a little bit ago on Facebook, sit down on the floor with your kids every chance that you get. And another Jennifer says, preserve your memories. Take lots of pictures. They grow fast. And it's interesting. Dana made the comment. She says, don't be their friend. They'll have plenty of friends, but only one mom. Now, that doesn't mean you're not to be a friend to your kids. And as they get older, certainly I found that it transitions into real deep friendship. But I get the gist and I get the heart, I think, of what Dana's trying to say is, listen, when you get to be friends, and I've seen parents try to do this. They want their kids to like them and, you know, want to be buddies. And your kids need a parent, someone who is going to be a parent. And sometimes that means it's going to be, you're going to be a little bit tough, and sometimes you're going to be tender, but you're going to be a parent always. Okay, let's go to the calls. Monica, welcome to the program today. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you.
Fantastic. What advice are you've heard you'd like to pass along?
You know what? Basically, what you just said about the last person. And when I was younger, I never understood it because I always thought, well, don't I want to be my kid's friend? But I always taught them that when they were younger, I was always told, you know, be their mom. You are their mom. Mm-hmm. So every time that they would do something, I was like, nope, I'm your mother. I'm not your friend. Let's talk about it. And now that they're older, one is 30, one is 25, and the other one is 17. Now they are actually my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, every stage, and we're in a stage where you become friends. You got more of an adult-to-adult relationship. But when you're training them and raising them, you got to be a parent. Sometimes that requires a backbone.
Exactly, and sometimes, like when they were younger, when they were in their, but especially my boys, when they were in their teens, they would say stuff like, "Well, some of those mom parties with them, and they have a really good time." But to this day, now they look back and they'll say, "Mom, we're glad you never partied with us. We don't have stories to say. Well, we've seen our mom like this, or we've talked about our mom like that." And now I'm very grateful that when they told me this when I was younger, that I sort of kind of listened to it.
That's good. Good advice. Thank you for passing that along, Monica.
And I listen to you guys. I'm on like a 30-day challenge, so I'm new, but I'm actually loving it. I don't think I'm going to change it anymore. It's not going to be a challenge. It's a permanent thing.
That's good. Good for you. Taking 30 days and making a lifetime. That's what we try to do here at Intentional Living. If you can develop a habit, one of the things with intentional living is having the right kind of goals, turning goals into actions, actions into habits. And if we can have a habit for 30 days, we can have it for a lifetime. That's for sure.
Thank you, Monica.
Appreciate it. We're talking today on one of the essential areas of life, and that's parenting. and getting the best advice to pass along to you. Diana posted, she said, hey, listen, here's my advice. Be consistent. And then she said, also, this too shall pass. Pick your battles carefully. We see that coming in, and that's one of the top 10 from our Intentional Living Center as well. Okay, Sean is on the line in Florida. Welcome to the program, Sean.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned? What's the advice you'd like to pass along?
Well, I think the most valuable thing that my family did that I'd like to pass along is we weren't just there. We were engaged while we were there. We didn't have the distractions of cell phones or computers when my kids were young, but we always spent time with them without the television on, especially at dinner time. If you can just have that one sit-down dinner with just your kids and talk to them and listen to them.
Yeah, and I think young parents today, Sean, really do have increased opportunities for distraction. And with technology and so on, it's always been a challenge, but today it's a real challenge. And having those kind of technology-free zones and times where it can just be the family, and I'm a big advocate of dinner table, being around the table, there's an opportunity. There's something that happens when you eat together. You can talk about things, and you can see things and observe things. So shutting everything off and being together as a family is pretty powerful.
It was. That was our closest time of the day. And as they got older, it quickly became the only time of the day where we were all together, and they weren't with their friends or practice. Teenagers have a lot going on.
Huh. That's right. Well, that's good. Good advice. Thank you, Sean.
Hey, I'm with Monica. I started listening to you guys probably 5-6 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that. And, I got hooked immediately. My radio station probably doesn't even get anything else anymore.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're listening there in Florida today.
All righty. You guys be blessed.
Thank you. We are. Beautiful place, by the way, where Sean's from. This is an interesting post. Lori and Dave posted on Facebook. Your child, it's an interesting statement. Your child is not giving you a hard time. Your child is having a hard time. And sometimes just understanding that dynamic, that perhaps your child's going through something that's hard. And as you know, when kids are, they can't express themselves sometimes as well as we'd like them to. Adults, we struggle with that as well. So maybe it's your child's not giving you a hard time as much as they're having a hard time. So they go on to say, learn to listen to the inside of your children before you react to their behaviors. There's a whole conference right there. Healthy Habits for Parents. We're giving you lots of good stuff. By the way, if you come to Facebook/Intentional Living, you can read all these yourself. There's just a great deal of help there. A lot of great comments on our Facebook page as well. 888-888-1717.
When I was waiting in airports or waiting at hotels for rides, I would get kind of discouraged and disgusted. And at one point, God just quickened my spirit to pray intentionally for all 8 of my grandchildren.
Intentionally, I'm starting a new home, for my children and all that kind of thing. I'm going to go forward and be a father for my children.
Intentional Living has caught my attention. And since my daughter has had a friendship that wasn't very healthy, I'd like for my daughter to learn from this experience that we've been through, praying that God has other friends fill the empty void in her heart for friendship.
Thank you for your stories. Your comments are always welcome, appreciated. 888-888-1717. And they got the system here. When you press number 2, it goes to our storyline where you can leave your comment with us. And by the way, they're all listened to. We'd love to share yours maybe on the air. So do that. Calls continue today on the question of what's one piece of advice you'd like to pass along that you've learned. We go next to Tammy. How are you, Tammy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you for taking it.
What did you learn? What do you want to pass along?
What I learned when I was younger, when my son was born, and he was a year old, and so we're talking 1984, I learned, worked in retail, and learned from the manager. He was pitching a fit when we were closing the store, and so I was getting embarrassed, and we all get embarrassed when our children pitch a fit or temper tantrum. And she said, well, let me take him. And I said, okay, why, where are you going with him? She took him upstairs, got him a drink at the drinking fountain, and he came back down. I said, well, he's soaking wet. And she said, that's because he kept screaming, so I splashed water in his face. So every time you could take him out and he throws a temper tantrum, just take him to a drinking fountain and splash water in his face. You don't look embarrassed. He's just a little bit wet and he's quiet.
Oh, okay. I got to think about that one a little bit. I always thought you were taking him to a drinking fountain to distract him. Get him some water to drink, which certainly is a good idea. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tammy. Let me get Alberto on the line. Welcome to the program, Alberto.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it. What's your best piece of advice?
The best piece of advice that I received when we were going through a difficult time with my son was show them that you are in their corner, but at the same time, show them that you are the parent.
Yeah.
Great balance of authority and love.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. One of the things to remember is that we are the parents. We need to be the authority with our kids in a loving way. Kids are going to have lots of friends. They're going to have teachers. They're going to have siblings. They're going to have a lot of different relationships. But what they do need is to make sure that the parent is playing the role of a parent, which is to nurture, to love, to protect, to instruct. And when we do those things and we do them consistently, we're giving our child a great gift for sure. All right, Alberto, thank you for your call.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, my friend. We're talking today about the best advice you'd like to pass along that you have learned or has been shared with you as you call 888-888-1717.
You know, those who support the Intentional Living Center every month have a key role in helping this ministry to continue teaching people around the world to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Well, maybe you haven't felt led to become a monthly partner, but could you give a single gift of $100 or more? We need your help in getting caught up because we have chosen to be intentional with our finances. So, for the month of June, when you give, we'd like to send you a brand new book that will help you be an intentional, fruitful parent. It's called The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. Can you give? Then go now to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Thanks.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right, thank you. We're talking about the best healthy habits for parents, the best advice you've gotten. Laura posts on Facebook, let them always know that you love them. You can do that in your words, your attitude. You do that also by being a parent, right? Suzanne says, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Right? That comes right from a famous kids movie. I think that's true with a parent. Sometimes you have to say things that may be instructive. It may not, quote, feel nice, but you have to still speak the truth. But the message there is not to be critical. Boy, that can be devastating for kids. Kim posted, keep a sense of humor and pray. Boy, that's true. David says, don't worry. They will grow out of that. I remember my dad always saying, he said, you know, in parenting advice, he said, remember, kids will go into a stage and it's okay. Don't get nervous unless they don't get out of the stage. If they stay stuck someplace they shouldn't be, then that can create a problem for sure. Relax. Some things just don't matter. Melanie, thank you. Very good. You know, we create intentionals here, top 10 lists. On things that are very practical for parents, here's some more from the top 10 list from the intentionals from our center. Number 4 on the list says, I will not treat my teenager like a child. When I do, I will create resentment. If you're trying to treat your 16-year-old like your 6-year-old, you're going to get in trouble. Now, they get into these ambivalent years where one day they're a child, one day they want to be an adult, one day they want to be treated like a child, one day they want to be treated like an adult. And as a parent, understand, remember how you were doing when you were 16, 17 years old, or 14. But remember, don't treat them like a child. Hold them accountable And some of the great tools that you have today to hold children accountable would be the car, technology, schedule, and do it in a loving way. But treat your teenager as they're growing up, not as a young child. Let me see here. Here, number 7 on the list is, I will give lots of encouragement because it will help my child to succeed. Encouragement comes in words. Saying things to your child, maybe words that you never heard when you were a child. Maybe it's not easy for you to encourage. Maybe you tend to be on the more critical side, instructive side, teaching side. But boy, just saying, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm glad to see you can do that. I'm glad to see you've worked so hard to do that. I'm glad to see what God is teaching you in this area. I know you can do it. Those kinds of words make a big difference to your kids. Believe me. And you know what? That doesn't stop when they're 6 or 8. That also matters when they're 30 years old. You may have adult children still speaking those words of encouragement into their life can make a big difference. All right, let me see here. By the way, if you have a story you want to share, it's 888-888-1717. And after the show, if you press number 2, it'll take you to our comment line, and you can leave your story with us. Just before I get to the call here, just a reminder again that coming up this fall, we're taking our Intentional Living Marriage Ministry on the road. Our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences will continue again this fall. We were in San Luis Obispo this spring and sold out, had a great time. We're going to continue the series this fall in Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Burke is on the line. Welcome to the program, Burke.
Hello, how are you doing, Dr. Carlson?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What advice or comment would you pass along?
Well, I really owe it to you, Dr. Carlson. I'm a pastor, and there's probably people out there that may be hearing this and say, oh, my pastor's on the phone. But I'm here in Phoenix, and about 10 years ago, I had things were very chaotic in my home with my oldest daughter. And at that point, I remember pulling over. I was listening to your program and just in desperate circumstances, and I wanted to just tell her to leave the house. She was 18, and you gave me a life-changing word of advice. Mm. And you told me, you said, where will she have the most influence from you, in your home or out of your home? And that was a very easy answer. I said, it's going to be in my home. And then you just told me that then I was going to have to figure out a way to compromise in the situation so that she could stay in the home. And it was that piece of advice literally helped bring some direction. And, you know, thank God that through the process of time and her staying in our home and working through things. She graduated from college. She got married and has a beautiful family. And it's almost like it was a bad dream, but, you know, God really worked things out. But I had to compromise as a parent. I really did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Burke. And I know when you say compromise, what you mean is you got to build an environment. You still have to have boundaries.
Yeah,
there are always limits because there's times when kids clearly need to leave the home. There are times when, for lots of reasons, it just, you know, it's going to occur. We see it from the prodigal son story to the reality in parents. But sometimes when we're right in the midst of the battle, it's easy to say, hey, that's the solution. But you had an opportunity to be of influence to her, and I'm glad that it sounds like it's gone in the right direction for you.
Absolutely, it did. And you definitely stopped me in my tracks and made me really rethink that situation. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Glad to be here for you and others, Burke. And how is your ministry doing?
It's doing well. It's doing very well. And, you know, God is blessing us. And I pastored in Michigan as well. And so when I called that first time, kind of amusing, I didn't give you my real name because I was a bit embarrassed at the time. But then I had people from my church in Michigan saying, Pastor, was that you that called? And I said, yes, it was. It was me. I have to admit, I had to call. And so every time I preach often, I will honestly say, my counselor says this. And they're like, well, who's your counselor? I said, well, he doesn't know it, but I listen to him often, and I want to pass this on to you.
That's good. Well, I'm glad we're part of your life, Burke, and thanks for calling today, my friend.
Thank you.
The very best to you and to your family. That's why we do this.
One thing that we are doing intentionally with our kids is making sure that we apologize to them when we need to. When we are wrong with discipline or make mistakes, we let them know that we are sorry.
I am reading through the Bible out loud to my kids. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and we're reading through the chronological Bible this year, and we're right on track. They're having fun with it. We're all learning a lot.
As I was heading for my part-time job after the day of homeschooling and taking care of my kids, I told my husband I hadn't accomplished anything, and then it came to my mind that I had, that I had taken care of my kids and educated them and loved them.
Yes, you have. Don't ever forget the value in your life. I was thinking of that call earlier that came in with the advice that was given to that mom about the drinking fountain, which, by the way, is not good advice. What would have been good advice would have been to say, hey, I'm taking the drinking fountain to distract them from what they're doing so they could get a nice drink of water. Wouldn't that be nice? That's the way I think. One of the things we teach is sometimes distracting kids from that which is not productive to something that's more productive. You know, you heard the calls today, and they're backed up. We couldn't get everyone on, and the posts continue on Facebook. And we're in a community together. We need each other. When you think about the challenges of raising kids today, we need each other. And I tell you, if you choose to be intentional, it'll make a big difference in your life. It really will. I want to thank those of you who are standing in support of the ministry. You've heard me share that we've been behind where we need to be. We need to get back on track. We really do. And I'm asking you to pray about a special love gift right now to the Ministry of Intentional Living of $100 or more, or whatever God lays on your heart. And we'd like to send you the Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting, as a gift to you to say thanks. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Theintentionallife.com and click on donate. When you're at the website, you can also check out the early bird registration discount for our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences this fall in Michigan, Arizona, New Mexico, there at the website. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be a great program. We'll see you then, or next week.